It's Absolute Radio.
It's 7.01. I'm Tanya Snuggs. Cloudy and wet for the UK. A radar weather update is on the way. Plus, Bush's billion-dollar bailout rejected. And in sport, Man U gets an apology from ref after Bolton game. Good evening. It's back to the drawing board for George Bush after the US Congress voted against his $700 billion bailout. It's a real kick in the teeth for the president, who claimed the move was vital in helping to bring the global economic crisis to an end. Now, shares on Wall Street are plummeting as a result, and it's been another grim day on the markets here. Over £64 billion has been wiped off the value of leading shares after parts of Bradford and Bingley were nationalised. Customers are being told their money is safe as Gordon Brown again promises to do whatever it takes to stabilise Britain's wobbly economy. Discover more on this story at absoluteradio.co.uk/news. Next, no council tax for at least 2 years. That's what the Tories are promising us if they win the next general election. George Osborne's told the party conference in Birmingham the move would save the average Band D household just over £200.
Every council tax bill of every family in every council that takes part will be frozen.
The Shadow Chancellor says they'll pay for it by slashing spending on government consultants and advertising, accusing Labour of financial irresponsibility. Home Secretary Jackie Smith's understood to be glad and reassured Gary Glitter's been banned from travelling to France and Spain. The convicted paedophile's required to ask permission to leave the country under the terms agreed in signing the sex offenders register. And after weeks of soon to be, we are now 100% Absolute Radio, giving you the chance to discover real music. We've got some great new presenters, as well as some very familiar voices. Here's Nelson with your sport.
A rare occurrence in football, an apology from a referee. Rob Stiles has said sorry to Bolton after giving that dodgy penalty against Manchester United on Saturday. And it could be Nigerian owners for Newcastle. A consortium from the country have made a firm bid to buy the club. And no surprises in England's cricket squad to tour India this winter. They've gone with the same squad that beat South Africa this summer. And both wicketkeepers Matt Prior and Tim Ambrose are both in.
Absolute radar weather. Well, satellite pictures show we've got heavy cloud over the UK with rain spreading east right across Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales through Manchester and Sheffield. And looks like we're in for more wet weather tomorrow. Lows of 7 Celsius. You're up to date. It's 7.03.
Absolute travel with Renault.